royal decree that civilians, the general populace, couldn't have weapons.
So they made like martial, the monks taught them arts with their tools that they had. Mm-hmm. That's why they have like fucking scythes and shit.
Fucking weird.
Long ass spear with a sword on the end.
A fucking whip made out of chains with a ball on the end.
Surprise, there's not like a shovel technique.
Ooh.
Like, I want to pick a character in a fighting game that just uses a shovel. Yeah.
Well, if you... What about the spear with the big broadsword at the end? That's kind of like a shovel shape.
That's true.
It's like a spade shape. But yeah, for sure, you could fuck somebody up with a shovel.
Yeah, oh yeah. There's that video.
Oh.
Them girls? Them trailer ladies?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, they were at a trailer.
They acted like they were. They were in a nice little...
suburban community, but yeah, they might have had like a trailer park up the street or something.
They had that trailer park mentality.
Yo, she beaned that bitch right in the nut. Beaned her right in the nut.
Yo, what's that sound like? Is that a good sound effect? Do they have that on the internet? Shovelhead.
That's a band, I think. Oh, bro, we need some like.
It starts out with her asking if she's ready. Like, are you ready now? Are you good?
Give a fuck.
Yeah, like they were gonna fight.
Face, but you're tripping. Oh shit, okay, Emily,
ooh. Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Dunk. Oh my god, what the hell? Love it.
Let me get that real loud once for the audio here.
Fuck out my yard. Oh shit, okay, Emily.
Oh my god.
You know, watching back, it's not the shovel hitting her head that looks real bad.
When she hits the ground.
Yeah, her head bouncing off the concrete is the
issue
for me.
That's how people die.
Yeah. Oh, man. Like, temple directly to the asphalt.
That's why I'm always afraid of getting into it with somebody. Just fucking push somebody and they fall over, hit their head, and die.
Right in front of a Scion XB.
Oh, my God. That's a hell of a way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's probably not going to make it. She'll never see the light.
No, she's done interviews and shit. She's like, I don't like to fight because...
Damn it.
That's not funny. You can't say that.
Hey, she's living her best life that she can right now.
Yeah.
That's what's important.
Jester's Academy is a weekly comedy satire podcast hosted by Dustin, Macho, Chris, and Bob. In all planes of existence.
Well, everybody knows your name.
Fuck.
What's going on, fam? It's your boy Dustin, Jess Academy. Join me tonight. Sup, dude. It's Chris.
Sup, dude.
Sup, dawg.
What's going on? We're back here again.
Back at it.
Fucking podcast land. What's up?
Zaxby's.
Hi, welcome to Chili's.
Hi.
We're at Zaxby's?
Yeah, we're sponsored by Zaxby's.
Dope.
They offered me $3.5 million.
Nice. You just got to stop being a...
cisgendered male. I have to turn woman.
Okay. It's not in line with their values, really. Are you sure that's what they meant?
Maybe. I don't know.
I thought maybe it meant like you had to stop, you know, doing the...
They said wear a Zaxby's shirt, but I know as a man I can't, so... I think they want me to turn...
I think... What I'm getting at is they just want you to wear the red hat.
The red hat.
The red hat.
I don't think I can wear a red hat anymore.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't want to fight with people.
I had to hang my red hat up next to my white
sneakers.
My white sneakers.
White kicks.
My white kicks. Spelt with 3 Ks.
Damn it.
No, I'm just kidding.
Can't do that. That's way too many letters.
I know. How can you fit that on a tattoo?
Tattoo is stuttered.
Yeah. Yeah. That's,
get that Kool-Aid tattoo and the tattooist stutters.
Kool-Aid tattoos. You ever do that? That's a new thing.
Is it?
Getting tattooed with Kool-Aid.
Dope. Sweet.
Sick.
Actually sweet. Or is that the Kool-Aid you got to add sugar to? I fucking hate that shit.
I hate this much.
Yo, just be sweet already, Kool-Aid.
I like my Kool-Aid hard. Like a boss.
I like my shit juicy. Okay.
So what are we doing here?
I don't know, man. I thought there was going to be chicken wings.
Oh, I want to show you.
There's no chicken wings.
This dope video I found on the internet.
Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah. I think you're going to like the way it looks.
It doesn't involve a pickaxe, does it?
Nah, dude.
No more of that, huh? That nearly haunted my dreams last night.
That was bad. You watched way more of it than I did.
Dude, it was gruesome. They kept going after he was dead, and they were having fun.
Yeah.
It was bad. It was like some Columbia area or something. I don't know. Is that inappropriate?
Yeah, I think that's racist.
They looked South American.
Why? Because
the because dude was laying in a jungle.
There was, yeah, it was a jungle.
Bullying. The Me Too movement against
sexual masculinity. Are you going there, dog?
Is this this is a, I think there's a new movie coming out.
Oh my God. Is it?
We can't hide from it. Sexual harassment is taking over. It's been going on far too long.
What?
We can't laugh it off.
Who's the daddy?
What I actually think she's trying to say.
Making the same old excuses.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
But something finally.
Dude, I want to go to that cookout.
Bro, that's a bro cookout.
And there will be no going back. Because we believe in the best in men.
Men need to hold other men accountable.
Terry Crews, man.
I'm trying.
I don't know about Terry.
The right thing. To act the right way.
How does a man like that get taken advantage of?
Some.
It's not even just that. Like, he always has an issue going on. It was first it was the I'm actually addicted to pornography. Like, him coming out. Being so brave for saying he was addicted to pornography, and then it's he comes out as he was molested by like an exec.
But some
what the fuck
is not enough.
Yo, Terry needs to get his life together.
Word.
Okay. Because the
boy. I don't know, man. Today, I think he's doing all right. He's got
it's
all
true.
That Apple Spice,
all that Brooklyn Nine-Nine money,
and the Brooklyn Nine-Nine money. You can't forget about that. But he plays his character in Brooklyn Nine-Nine has emotional baggage as well.
Yeah, he's real emotional.
If I recall.
So, I mean, pretty dope movie coming out. I can't wait to see that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's like a... I think it's a sequel to one of the Iron Man.
Is that off. What it is? It's yeah. Iron Man jump off? That's one of them pop-offs?
Yeah, it's like an alternate universe.
Yeah. Gillette Man.
Where...
Gillette Woman.
Where people that sell shaving equipment are allowed to dictate social values at their customers.
For sure. Gillette, just shut up and make my shampoo.
Yeah, they make shampoo.
Or deodorant, whatever the fuck they do. I don't know. What does Gillette do?
I think they do razors.
I know they make deodorant.
They make razor scooters?
They make the real wet deodorant that goes on wet and stays wet and is always wet.
Oh, I hate that.
It's like the gel, worst. The wettest gel. Or do they make shoe stuff? I feel like they make Dr. Scholl's shit too.
I thought they owned Pornhub.
They do own Pornhub. I mean, you know, I bet you the parent company, if you ever look at the parent companies of like the big, like who's the parent company of Gillette? I bet you it's also like fucking auto parts stores and shit.
See, let's check this out. Hold on, I think I got it.
Good, because my computer's you know.
Yeah. So this is
gaming PC. Oh,
Gillette, a Pornhub subsidiary.
Okay, that makes sense.
I knew there was something funny about those guys. They don't just make razors; they make that gonzo shit.
Oh. Procter and Gamble.
So, follow the money, Procter and Gamble.
Yeah, we got to follow the money.
Follow the money. Follow the money!
No, it just ends there.
Oh, wow. That is the money.
It's located in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Nice. That's where that Drew Carey show was, right? How about that?
Yeah. Drew Carey, that it's all related.
Is that right?
No.
Explain.
So, Procter and Gamble makes Charmin, Crest toothpaste, Dawn, Downy fabric softener, Febreze, Gain laundry detergent.
Don't forget Fairy washing up liquid.
Fairy washing up liquid. That makes sense. Vicks vapor rub. They make everything, dude. Oral-B. Olay.
Salvo dishwashing liquid.
Head
Always
and shoulders.
Menstrual hygiene products. So they basically, they've got their fingers in everything.
Yeah.
That's hygiene related.
Mr. Clean. Puffs
what
tissues.
What the fuck? Dreft. Dreft. D-R-E-F-T. Dreft.
Ah, Dreft. Daz.
Old Spice. Ah, oh, they got Old Spice.
Cool. So they own all kinds of shit. I want to be a Procter or a Gamble. I heard they both
are. Are you prepared to dictate social values to customers that didn't ask or want
you too?
If it gets me that K-ish.
It may get you some K-ish.
Yeah, that I'm telling you, dude.
Like if you play the long game, it'll probably get you some K-ish.
That commercial has been viewed like 20 billion times.
26 million views or some shit?
It's like two Super Bowls.
But how many dislikes, though, is what I want to know.
I don't think that matters if you really think about it.
No, it doesn't really.
738,000 dislikes. Oh, I'm sorry. No, 1.2 million dislikes.
1.3, my dude. 736,000 likes. 1.3 million dislikes.
Yeah, I was close.
There's obviously a split here between their viewers.
The comments.
I can't put my finger on it, though.
Gillette, the razor your wife's boyfriend prefers.
Cocked. What the fuck? We got some good juicy comments down there?
Probably. I'm telling you, dude, this just helps Gillette.
Can you enhance?
How to read?
My eyes don't work that great.
I can't read any of it.
Enhance. 110. 120. 150. Oh, I can read now.
Gillette is owned by a brand known as Procter & Gamble. Below is a list of P&G brands not to buy from.
My comment had 1,000 likes and now it's gone. If I don't matter to them, then they don't matter to me. Never buying again.
Oh, man.
Good. Good on you, Gillette.
So way many
police
people,
your
dude.
Comment section.
Okay, Gillette, now where's the best a woman can be at? Ooh. Here's my thing, though. Let's just check. That's kind of what I thought was going to happen.
Up.
That's what happens when they get that many dislikes.
Wow. Look at that spike.
Do you see how good they're doing now?
Look at that spike.
Because everybody's talking about it.
What's the scale of that? What's the time frame? Is it today?
No. Yeah, that's one day. Let's do 5 days. 1 month. You know what's kind of lame, though? This is not the stock I'm looking for.
Yeah, you're looking at Gillette India Limited. What the fuck is that? You want... I guess Procter & Gamble?
Yeah, but that's going to be so vague. That's not going to do it for me at all. Because then you're talking about Tide, all of it.
Well, they're owned by Procter & Gamble, so...
Yeah, but I don't think Gillette will make or break Procter & Gamble, who owns all those products.
Yeah. But are they open? Are they on the market is what I'm getting at. All you get is India Limited. Yeah, that's not...
But parent organization Procter & Gamble, it's the Gillette company.
Headquarters in Rehovot, Israel.
It's an Israeli company?
So? Are we at the right... I don't know if that's the right stock, my dude. I mean, yeah. Looks right. Consumer products, including razors, personal care. Yeah, that's them.
Well, they're doing pretty okay, looks like.
Or is that sweet graphic? That's crazy. So?
Well...
No, they're on a downward trend, man.
But from way before the commercial. Like, when the commercial came out...
You're going back...
It's about when the commercial came out, right?
Yeah.
They jump up pretty big.
There's a spike, and then it just dips back down. It looks like there's a minor increase. Not really.
It leveled out after all this. I mean, how many celebrities were on there just talking about Gillette all of a sudden for a day? It was trending for like 2 days.
So here's my thing, though. Look how right then there's a sharp drop.
Right.
Then there's a huge increase, and it... goes back down to the previous low area.
Yeah.
And see, levels out. One of the problems, it really did nothing for them.
Well, yeah, and also you're not really going to see the difference in how the stock is priced until the next quarter. It takes 3 months. But I don't see them getting hurt by it with all these people not buying.
No, it doesn't look like they've been affected, but
what bugs me is like, I don't know, it's hard for me to be like, oh man, now I'm not going to buy Gillette because of that. When I laughed at the guys who weren't going to buy Nike anymore because they let Colin Kaepernick be.
I laughed at that too.
I didn't think that was a big deal. Like
that whole thing, I get why people can be offended. Okay? It's not they're not protesting against people that served and fought for our country. That's not what that's about. And that's how people take it for some reason. And I just don't.
No, when asked, he clearly stated what it was about, and he said it wasn't about military, it's about the police brutality. Like, the day he did that kneel, then they asked him afterwards, he said it's about police brutality, just so it's clear.
Oh, they're disrespecting our flag. You know what? The fact that you can disrespect the flag and not be put to death is what's so great about this country. We have freedom of speech. I don't like where we're going. We're not going to be funny going down this road.
No. We need to know what Democrats have boycotted.
State of the Union?
Yeah. So both the Democrats and the Republicans boycotted Starbucks last year.
That when they kicked out those guys that were talking in their lobby or asked to use the bathroom or something, right?
Yeah, I think there was something about people smoking crack in the bathrooms or something.
What?
There's some big thing about people smoking crack in Starbucks bathrooms.
What the fuck?
Am I reading into that wrong?
I don't know. Those guys are like doing some kind of real estate work or something like that. They're having a business meeting and we're asked to leave.
Oh, it's meth. It's meth in Starbucks bathrooms. Anyway, yeah, what are we talking about here?
I don't know, man. Coffee and meth, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, I would like a cup of coffee.
Coffee is delicious.
I see you've got your Monster cappuccino over there.
It's empty. That's from a previous sesh.
A previous sesh?
A previous sesh.
Funny stuff, guys. Hey, it's your boy, Dustin. Cutting into the episode here just to give you a couple ways you can help out with the show. One way, join the conversation. We're on Facebook, the Jesters Academy group on Facebook. We're in there all the time talking almost every day. All of us at least once a day. Another one, Twitter. At Jesters Academy, all one word, at KMacho3605, at Bearclaw_Bob. We also have a Twitch channel now, twitch.tv/Jesters Academy. We're on there a lot, making videos of us being good at games, kind of. Not really, we suck at video games. Another big exciting thing we have going on, we have a Patreon we just started, where you can actually donate $1, $2, $3, doesn't even matter, a month. It all goes to helping out your favorite show. You may be thinking, hey, I can't afford Patreon. I can't donate you money. That's fine. The best way to support the show and to help us grow is free. Just tell a friend. Tell a friend about the show and make a better friend for it. Bye.
So, I don't like you as a person, I wanted to start out by saying.
That's cool, man. But thanks. What about Gillette? My question to you is, dope or nope?
Dope or nope? I'm going to say dope on this one just because I think it's going to be a huge jump in sales.
I'm going to say nope.
So we're nope and dope
on
that.
I think they've pissed off a large majority of their customer base.
I guess I just can't let a razor company bother me that much. Unless they're attacking me with their product. In which case, then I'm going to say, no, don't do that.
It's not.
Don't attack me with razors.
Yeah, that would be bad.
I'm against
that.
They've
got so many razors. They can get so many razors in one small place.
They can make a man of razors. Imagine just a dude of razors. Razorman. A razor armor suit.
Razorman.
Oh, you don't even have to fight. You just run at people.
Run through someone. just run them over. slice them up like deli meat. Just run down the sidewalk. Just whoosh, ching, 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 ching.
Just your average, everyday SJW. No, it was a Republican protester at the Gillette company, and they grab him up. They take him. His name is like, has to have that same letter for the first and last name. So it's like Barry. No.
That would be Gary?
Gary. No, because he's against Gillette.
Okay.
Gary Geronimo? Geronimo? Is that
excuse
a
me? No.
No. No,
that's not a thing.
Oh, I have just the app for this.
Are we just trying to think of a name?
I am, but it's got to be a silly name.
Okay. Gnorm.
I like Barry Boxman.
Barry Boxman?
Yeah.
No G's.
No, mostly G's.
Okay, Barry Boxman with extra G's. Got it.
Barry Boxman. How do names do? Have you ever done a name?
Yeah.
You just throw some letters together and make it sound pretty, or?
Well, you just...
Beavin.
That's great.
Beavin.
Beavin. Beavin. Mecca.
Mecca High Mecca.
Jor Hollinson.
Beavin. Mecca Jor Hollinson.
Yeah.
Okay.
We just did a name.
Good. I like that. I'll say that many times now. So, Beavin Meckelhobbison.
Yes.
Can it be Benderman?
Okay.
Beavin Benderman?
Beavin Benderman.
He is going to protest Gillette Company because of the commercial.
But, oh, really?
Yeah, but there's an accident.
So strong.
Yeah, that one of the forklifts loses control and drops an entire shipment of Gillette razors on Beavan.
Oh, no.
And when he wakes, he has the powers of he's just covered in razors now.
Yeah. And he's super moist because of all the moisturizing strips.
Yeah. So he never, nothing gets infected.
He's slippery and sharp.
Yes. So he can move faster because he can kind of Heely around. He has Heelys.
He slides.
He's wearing Heelys when it happens.
He's wearing Heelys already. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. So here's that, Bleven. The issue here.
Bleven Benderman.
Bleven Benderman was an average card-carrying member of the NRA. Until he had to make his voice heard at Gillette. After an incident involving a forklift and a box of razors, he became...
Razor Man!
The Gillette-inator!
Oh, what the fuck? What does he do, though?
Well, 98% of his body is covered in razors and moist gel. He uses his heel...
Great!
To fight SJWs.
With razors!
Yes!
That's horrifying.
No!
I mean, it would be.
It would be.
Terrifying.
But he always had one rule, not to kill.
Only to slice.
To slash and slice for the greater America. All states.
The fuck?
What, dude?
No, it's
Bleven Benderman becomes Gillette Man. Gillette-inator. Gelatinous. He became gelatinous.
Gross.
Yeah, at the end. That's how it ends.
Yeah.
It finally...
He gets too moist.
He gets too moist.
And just kind of just goes... Bleh.
That's how SJW Man beats him.
Gross. Wow, I wish I had
him. I'm a monster! That's his catchphrase. I'm disgusting! But there's a razor in his mouth, so he has a little bit more of a problem. I'm disgusting!
Yeah. But his signature move is the bro fist, but with razors.
Bro fist go! Whooshink! Whooshink! He breaks into a Planned Parenthood.
Babies! There are babies!
It's time to slice and dice! And he just, you know, does the tornado.
Why
in the
is he in
room.
There?
Because he's a Republican that fights SJW.
Oh, he's a Republican.
He flies. And he's against Planned Parenthood.
That's terrible.
So he just flies in there with his pelican. Dude, why is he a bird now?
I don't know, man. Damn it. I said Republican and you just went with it.
Well, that's kind of your fault. So,
I'm sorry.
Mike, can you...
Fuck you, you hoe!
Thank you.
Sorry, I won't do it again. My dude.
So, I got a new philosophy. Hmm. And I wanted to see what your take on it was. It's called Lit. But, so I live my life by Lit now. And okay. It's basically live in today.
Live in today.
Yeah.
Did you coin that?
Yeah, that's mine now.
That's cute.
Thanks, dude. Now, I want to know if you wanted to be happier for the rest of your life.
I'm okay right now.
Sure, I thought you'd say that. All you have to do is join my program, Lit, Live in Today. And there's three simple rules.
Okay.
Or steps, you could say.
I'm really getting drawn into this.
Step one. I was hoping you would.
Step one.
Live.
Oh my God, there's steps.
I know what you're thinking.
I'm living
right now.
Dustin,
I live all the time.
Am I doing this?
I've been living for the past 28 years.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, that's not what I mean, idiot. I mean live.
Wow.
Really live.
This guy is a bit of a jerk, isn't he?
Live. L-I-V-E. Life is very extreme. So you just got to live your life to the extreme.
That's not a T.
Life is very extreme.
What was your acronym?
First it was Lit, but now we're on L for...
Life.
Yeah.
Live your life.
Step three. Step two. No, step three.
Step
fucking... T. Today, right?
Today.
What right do we now. Have there?
T-O-D-A-Y.
Yeah.
Okay. Today.
Tomorrow only dominates a yesterday.
Ooh. But does it, though?
I don't think dominates is the word. Tomorrow only does a yesterday. That's the third step, is okay. You have to become
tomorrow.
You have to
tomorrow. Have to live in today long enough to see tomorrow.
Live your life like it's tomorrow.
Dope.
And then step two.
Is that how you got so rich?
Yes. Now we're getting towards the money. I knew you'd
be interested in
money.
Is that where you got the Lamborghinis?
Sure is.
And the books?
That's in step two. I invest in Dustin.
I have a credit card.
I was hoping you would. I don't know. I thought maybe you wanted to know why I was so chipper and happy and rich today.
Yeah, I was wondering how you got so rich today.
Yeah,
honestly,
it's the lit system.
That was more of what was catching my eye than anything else.
I thought it might.
Live in today. Dope, man. So how much does this cost?
It's not a set number.
Cool.
It's different for everyone.
So it's a percentage?
It's for 5%.
Okay.
For the basic
That's
package.
A lot of numbers you just said.
55% for the basic package.
Of your gross? Or
yeah.
Oh.
All of it.
So like you're like, you take like more than the government would.
Yeah, but I also provide. I take, but I protect. So
you provide, but you're gonna also
have,
attack?
First of all, you're going to have my whole book. My whole book.
The whole book.
A lot of people pay the 5% and they get the first 5% of the book.
Okay.
And that just covers the L.
What if I decide like at any time
uh-huh.
that I no longer want this service?
I'm so happy you asked. You don't get to decide that.
Okay.
You don't have to.
I
worded that
no.
wrong. You don't
it's
have to decide.
It's in the fine print. I waive my right to all decisions.
Because if you decide you didn't want it, then you're living in yesterday. Mm. And that's not how I want you to live your life. I want you to live in today.
Is this some sort of bondage contract?
You don't have to read that now.
I'm not signing this.
You should. It's actually a fingerprint scanner, and it's already done its thing.
Subjects shall groom Dustin's feet
yes.
thoroughly every Tuesday?
There's no reason to get hung up on the what details.
Hang on.
What? Everyone
subjects
has to
will no longer be allowed to make eye contact with Dustin
right.
after 7 p.m. on a Wednesday. What is this
until
for?
The next Wednesday morning.
What is this for?
Dude, so when you sign up with Lit,
what do you get from that?
You get to come and live at the condo.
The Lit Manor?
The condo. Yeah, the Lit condo. With everybody else. You're not having to pay rent. Your food is provided for you. There's just okay. a couple things. Everybody has a task. So your dedicated task now is grooming my feet.
But no thanks.
You don't have to be the guy that cleans my toilet.
No.
You know
nah,
what I mean?
I'm good. I'm pretty lit myself in my life right now.
Do you think so you need more time to well. Think about it? Or
I don't know.
There's ladies.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Interesting.
There's women.
Okay. Let me see.
That's in paragraph
fine
4.
The print says participants will be allowed to view screenshots of Oprah.
Yeah, just screenshots. But that's only what you get to view.
No.
Well,
just
I don't
no.
Want, I don't want your mind getting
like,
clouded with negative thoughts.
Why am I paying you?
Because you're going to be living
How
in a condo and
How is this making my life lit?
Do you want money?
Yes.
Okay. Well, when you live in the condo and you take my teachings in.
Okay.
After 5 years, you get to go out and actually make yourself a profit. And I guarantee a profit.
So I go to the condo. Back. I clean your toes every other Tuesday.
Yes. Well, every Tuesday.
For 5 years. No, you're only getting every other Tuesday.
Okay. We can work something out here.
Yeah. You're going to have to. And I'm going to work something out because I'm not cleaning your fucking toes. So what we're going to have to do is introduce a multi-tiered system where I'm going to sell somebody something else. And they're going to live under my bed and come out every Tuesday and clean your toes.
Interesting.
I think I know just the guy. I have Macho on speed dial.
Give him a shout. I'm sure he'd be very interested in the system.
He's not picking up, man.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, let's not be hasty about our decisions yet. Let's take a second, have a cup of coffee.
What's that smell?
That's the vitamins.
Huh. Are those fish scales floating in that?
I don't know anymore.
What is is that?
Here, take a sip.
Mmm.
Smells good, man. Thanks. I'm just going to set that down. Nope.
How's that? You like that?
Tastes like sweat. Oh. It tastes like sweat. I don't Chris like it.
I'm not going to drink that shit. Oh, that's right. That's the sound effect of me drinking that shit.
Delicious. It tastes exactly like sweat, though.
I'm over the lit thing. I'm shutting it down.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Unlit.
All the people that are living in my condo are going to find somewhere to stay.
Wait a minute. You had a 5-year contract, bro. You can't.
Oh, I back out all the time and shit like that.
So you just pull out.
I change identity and I leave.
And you pull out.
Yeah. I actually did this whole lit thing under the Dustin name. That's not my name. My name has changed like yearly.
So your business model is you go almost all the way and then you pull out.
Then I pull out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just the tip. Well, most.
Do you ever finish?
No. I get the money.
Okay.
And then I
get money.
I leave.
And leave.
Yeah.
Get money, leave.
That's actually another system I was teaching for a while, the GML. Get money, leave.
That's dope. I wish I could do that right now.
So yeah, I think dope too.
Yeah, I'd like to get money and just leave. Like right now.
Like right now?
That'd be awesome.
Oh man, what are we doing here? What time is it?
Who the fuck knows, bro?
So are you in or out on the...
There's no time in podcast land.
No, it exists in
Am I lit?
Are you lit or not?
No.
Dude, come
on. No, I'm not doing that. 5 years is a long, long time.
I guess this episode's been a failure.
Sorry.
Thanks for...
Sorry about your damn luck.
At least we got Gelato.
Razor Blade Gelato. My favorite.
I'll have the Razor Blade Gelato.
Tastes like misogyny.
And blood.
Oh. That's what we should have made. Gillette Gelato. What were we thinking, bro?
That was better. I was going to make a fucking superhero out of everything.
We didn't even do the word association thing. We didn't do
We didn't do anything. We failed.
Oh.
I'm naming this one Chris Fucks Up Gestures.